The state is still tallying the overall damage to its agriculture industry, and in dollar terms, ground planted with conventional corn and soybeans is likely to take the biggest hit. But when Governor Jim Doyle was surveying flood damage last week, he said he was also worried about the state's organic industry.
In order to be certified as organic, the water quality that is used on those fields has to meet various standards, and when water has just flooded into the field, the crops may lose their designation as organic.
David Bruce is with Organic Valley, the nation's largest organic farmer co-op headquartered in Lafarge. Organic Valley has farmers throughout Midwestern states that have been hit by flooding.
So far, what we're hearing is that people have survived okay, but, you know, organic livestock feed was in short supply to begin with, even before these floods, so that's really going to be the larger issue, is this is just going to tighten the supply even further.
Mary Jean Redding is the manager of the Badgerland Co-op Auction, which has about 200 growers, some of them organic. She says her farmers have not had to worry about chemical runoff from neighboring conventional farm fields.
Fortunately, with the growers that we have that participate with our co-op, they are in a hilly area, so they didn't have the wash-off from another farmer's field into theirs.
Redding says she'll be working with UW Extension and with growers who need to get their plants tested to make sure they weren't contaminated by runoff. Bruce says any plants that were grown to be fed to people won't be if they were submerged in floodwaters. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.